More than 12,000 high school students in the United States say they were diagnosed with a concussion last year, the majority due to participation in sports. In Wisconsin, student athletes now have access to free concussion insurance. Rachel Morello of WUWM reports.
During a meet last year, Elizabeth Sullivan was swimming in a pool measured by the meter. The one she's used to practicing in at her high school in Glendale, Wisconsin, is measured by the yard. The race was the individual medley. Sullivan hops in the pool and shows me the sequence as she switched from backstroke to breaststroke.
So I was counting my strokes, and I must have taken an extra stroke, and I collided into the wall on my turn, and I hit my head. And I came up from my pullout to do breaststroke, and I was like, I can't see. I might be just tired. And I did two more strokes, and I was like, no, I think I really just hit my head, and that really hurt, and I was just, like, kind of scared.
Does it make you nervous to do it?
Yes. Like flashbacks.
Like one out of every five student athletes across the country every year, Sullivan suffered a concussion. Luckily, she got immediate attention from trainers and doctors and recovered from the injury. Not every kid is so lucky. That's why this year, for the first time, the Wisconsin Athletic Association purchased concussion insurance to cover the 80,000 kids in grades 6 through 12 who play sports at WIAA member schools. The policy, offered by a national insurance company, costs the WIAA $1.50 per kid. It's free to all WIAA member schools. It's intended as a secondary insurance, so if a student or family already has insurance, that kicks in first. If not, the new concussion policy will cover all associated medical costs, things like prescriptions and doctor's visits.
I think perhaps the biggest impact might end up being upon what parents may do or do differently.
Dave Anderson is executive director for the WIAA. He says the growing research in the last several years about long-term impacts of concussions might have some parents worried. And he hopes this new insurance policy will give them some peace of mind if they decide to let their children play sports.
We're very excited to be able to provide this safety net and don't ever want to see concern for concussion or concern for receiving treatment to be a reason that would prevent a youngster or a family from taking part in school sports.
It seems like you can't open a newspaper or turn on the TV without hearing so-and-so got a concussion, which makes people scared. You know, oh my gosh, is concussion going to turn me into these NFL players?
Dr. Kevin Walter directs pediatric and adolescent sports medicine at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. He cautions that parents don't just need to be able to cover the cost of concussion-related medical visits. He says it's also crucial for them to make sure coaches keep an eye out for their kid and that teachers provide a helping hand. Nicolet High School swimmer Elizabeth Sullivan says her injury did cause her some trouble with headaches, which in turn made concentrating in class and doing her homework tough for a while. But she says her teachers and coaches helped her through it. And after 4 weeks of recovery, she was eager to get back in the pool.
You just always have a good time. You're like, yeah, I go there every day. I know the people in there. Like, I'm totally fine. It's so much fun.
The WIAA is the fourth state sports organization to offer concussion insurance to its student athletes. In Montana, which adopted the program in 2015, close to 100% of schools take part in the program. For Here and Now, I'm Rachel Morello in Milwaukee.